At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I'm here.
Alan is in the house, so Steve, that means you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Alan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many ingredients are in a traditional s'more?
3.
Yes. What is the longest and heaviest bone in the human body?
The femur.
Yes. What kind of animal was Flipper?
A dolphin?
Correct. How many planets are larger than Earth?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
4.
Yes, 4. Spinderella is the 3rd member of what all-female rap group?
Salt and Pepper.
Yes. What is measured by fathoms?
Depth.
Yes. In what decade was Betty Boop first introduced?
30s.
Yes. Which New England state is home to the oldest theme park in the United States?
Pennsylvania?
No.
Massachusetts?
No.
Pass. Maine?
No. What is the study of fossils called?
Ooh, Jurassic Park. Come on, Dr. Grant. Pass.
What type of wine does Miles refuse to drink in the movie Sideways?
Oh, I don't even know, but we're going to go with red.
No. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, Alan. Very well done this morning.
Thank you. I was in your neck of the woods yesterday, Taryn.
Oh, really? What was happening?
A couple friends got married. Congrats, Haley and Mike.
Nice.
It was really good. I've never been there. It was beautiful out there. I could see why you like it.
He was in Stanwood yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Steve is back, as you can tell. Attitude and everything. But are you ready, sir? Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Actually, I like Stanwood.
It's pretty fun,
yeah,
little town.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
All right, Steve, how many ingredients are in a traditional s'more?
3.
Yes. What is the longest and heaviest bone in the human body?
The femur?
It is. Nice. What kind of animal was Flipper?
A dolphin.
Correct. How many planets are larger than Earth?
How many planets are... 3.
No.
6.
No.
I'm not guessing the other part. 4.
Yes.
Nice.
Spinderella is the 3rd member of what all-female rap group?
Salt and Pepper.
That is correct. What is measured by fathoms?
Sound?
No.
Distance?
No.
Air?
No. In what decade was Betty Boop first introduced?
The 20s?
No.
The 30s?
Yes. Which New England state is home to the oldest theme park in the United States?
Boston.
No.
Maine.
No.
I don't know. New Hampshire.
No. What is the study of fossils called?
Paleontology.
Yes. What type of wine does Miles refuse to drink in the movie Sideways?
Oh, crap. Is it rosé?
No.
Man, and it was popular for a while. I can't think of it. Four Loko.
No.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a tie.
Oh,
7-7.
Alan.
Next time you'll beat Migs.
Have a great day, my friend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, the wine one's going to bug me because I remember it was like all the rage. Everybody was drinking it.
It's Merlot.
Merlot.
Merlot. He's not drinking any effing Merlot. That's what he said.
I've never seen the movie, but I remember that like there was an uptick in sales.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
The New England state where you will find the oldest theme park in the U.S. is Connecticut. It opened in like 1856 or something like that.
Oh, I bet they got a sweet wooden roller coaster.
They absolutely do. Measured by fathoms, depth of water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You would have gotten there eventually.
No,
I'm sure.
No. I was so far away from that.
We've got a really cool shirt in the Rock Shop, and it has Steve's face on it, reimagined as a Dogman character. It's the I Beat Migs shirt, and you can get your very own at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a sweet feature on the Odyssey app. It lets you leave us a voice message whenever you please. And Steve, we get messages on there every day. Some are very interesting.
A lot about the 4th of July and a couple about Ozzy Osbourne as well.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Jimi Hendrix.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. The Daily Mix Show.
We absolutely love checking our voice messages every day, and you can leave us one of those. Just open up the Odyssey app and look for the little microphone icon. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
And how is it looking in there today, Steve?
Sorry.
And your lemons.
My lemons are doing just great, Taryn. Thanks for asking. Unless you got our first voice message through the Odyssey app.
Hey, so how was everybody's 4th of July? I know for us, my husband nearly blew his fingers off. But besides that, it was great. Fireworks are bad, okay?
She sounds very thrilled with her husband.
Yeah, I mean, ours.
How was yours?
Ours was great. It was an all-day thing. My dad set up a little, you know, area for Barrett to light off all these little kid fireworks, you know, like the tanks and the aircraft carrier, and there was a pooping dog.
The pooping dog is one of my favorite. They have all these different kinds that make whatever it is, poop.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the funniest freaking firework.
Yeah, so it's
is
like,
it even a firework? It's like a dud.
It's like a snake, you know, and like the snake part comes out of the dog's behind. And
yeah.
It looks like, and so Barrett just thought that was the funniest thing. And we also had a chicken that laid an egg.
Uh-huh.
So you light the chicken and then a little balloon opens up off the back of the chicken and that's the egg.
So is it your dad's doing? He finds all these for Barrett?
Yes. He went and got a kid pack type thing. And it was awesome. Barrett had the best time ever. He was absolutely feral.
So we did our usual, like, let's just walk our dogs until they're exhausted tactic. That way they would sleep through. And it worked.
It was great.
We went to Ruston Way in Tacoma, which, man, they set it up huge. There are tents. There are people that are, I don't know if they're camping, but there's, like, people popping up tents in random spots on the waterfront, which was hilarious. There was a full-on, like, stage for a band to play later on. I mean, we didn't stay for the fireworks, but we were just there walking around. We walked the dogs. I think we ended up, like, walking, like, 4 miles.
Nice.
And over the course of, like, 4 or so hours, Tatum had a blast, a splash park and all that kind of stuff. But by the end of the night, everybody was exhausted. I think we were all asleep before it was dark.
That's impressive.
No, don't get me wrong. It was a war zone outside of our bedroom. I kept waking up and so did my wife, but the dogs didn't and Tatum didn't. So mission accomplished.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But the only firework we ended up getting for Tatum was the one that your dad got her, which was the parachute, the princess parachute one.
Yes.
And I don't know what the deal is with her, but she's just got issues with fireworks. So she's like, let's set it off. I'm like, hell yeah. So after dinner, we go outside, and she's like, I don't want to be outside for this. I'm like, where are you going to go?
Just peering through the window with binoculars.
She went back in the house, and they're watching from the front window. And I look at her, and she's waving, and she's smiling, and she's covering her ears. I'm like, babe, this is not that intense of a firework.
No.
So I set it off. The thing goes flying in the air. I don't know where the parachute ended up.
Oh,
I think it's on our roof, but there's two of them. So the second one, it went a lot further. I'm like, Tatum, you want to go on a hunt for the parachute? She's like, yeah. Luckily, we found it in one of our neighbor's yards.
Nice.
So it was a good time. What
Happy
about you, Danny?
Fourth.
We went to a party on the 4th of July for my BFF Joe, who was back in town.
Joe.
And it was interesting. It was drama filled. It was People crying, people drunk.
Were you watching the Ozzy concert?
No. Okay. People playing Rage Cage like we were 18 years old again. Guess what? None of us were 18 years old again.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What the F is Rage Cage?
It's a drinking game where you all stand around. You have to stack cups. And if you don't stack it fast enough, you get somebody in the cage and they just keep drinking more and more and more.
Have you played it?
Nope. Okay. Today years old when I learned about Rage Cage.
You said it with such like confidence, like we would know, but
I didn't really. I mean, I played it once before because of like our old friend Sarah, who is very much a pusher of this game.
Emphasize on old.
Yeah. Yes. That being said, though, it was just like, yeah, I didn't really. I thought this was a Pacific Northwest thing. They make it seem like everyone's played that game forever.
I've never even heard of Rage Cage. I mean, we've done. I remember when we had Flip Cup. Beer bong.
Edward Scissorhands or Edward 40 Hands.
Edward 40 Hands. Did you remember? I don't even know how the game went, but did you ever play A-Hole?
Oh, like the card game.
Yeah. Like you just go around and you just drink until you're blacked out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember even how the game went.
Those are classics.
But I would get sucked into it like in a corner in our old fraternity house. Everyone's just sitting down playing this game. And like, it's called A-Hole. You want to play? I'm like, hell yeah. And I have no idea what the game was about.
But you got drunk.
And I ended up losing. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix
Show. We've got another stop on the Men's Room World Tour coming up. It is Saturday, July 19th at the Tracyton Movie House in good old Bremerton, Washington. And it's going down from 2 to 5 that day. Woodshed is going to be playing, and they've got food, they've got drinks. Good times with the Men's Room had by all. Get the details on the party by heading over to KISW.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Over the weekend, 40,000 metal fans from every corner of the world gathered for yes. Black Sabbath's original lineup's reunion, the first time the band had been together in 20 years. And one of those 40,000 people was our friend, Ryan Castle, who is on the phone right now, all the way from Dublin now, Ryan. Good morning.
Yeah, I literally just got off the plane, and I'm trying to get my connecting flight to Seattle so I can get back to work tomorrow.
Oh, well, that could go horribly wrong if we keep you too long, huh?
Well, I might just have to stay in Ireland, which wouldn't be the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Dude, I mean, it's your fault that I'm now $30 broker because I saw your Instagram stories and you were posting, like, I think it was Anthrax's set. It was like 7 a.m. on Saturday. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is already happening. So I went online, dropped the $30 and spent, I watched pretty much close to the entire 10-hour concert. I missed a couple of sets. I missed Mastodon and a couple of other things as well. But what an incredible day of music.
I mean, how great was that? I was saying all weekend it was Woodstock for kids who grew up in black t-shirts.
Yeah.
Ryan, of all I was going to ask, of all the performances that you saw, did you have a favorite or one that stood out as being, you know, kind of your moment?
I mean, dude, it's tough. I mean, Metallica was great, obviously. I mean, Ozzy was was cool and heartbreaking at the same time. Like, you could see, like, just how thrilled he was to be there and sort of broken up about the whole thing. Like, I think his voice cracked a couple of times when he was talking, like he was trying to not cry. I mean, it was such a special moment. Highlight, I think, and it's hard to pick just one, but when Ronnie Wood from the Stones came out, it was him and Andrew Watt and Steven Tyler and Tom Morello and Chad Smith and I think Rudy Sarzo, and they did Train Kept a Rollin'. And that was the one surprise from the show. Like, everything else we kind of knew was going to happen, except for Ronnie Wood. Like, yeah. Everybody lost their minds when Ronnie Wood came out because no one knew it was going to happen. That was probably one of the highlights.
And also just seeing Steven Tyler back up there, and he sounded really good.
Dude, he sounded great. I mean, for a guy who stopped touring because apparently he couldn't sing anymore, I mean, he nailed it. They sounded awesome, and the crowd, of course, went nuts. I mean, it was just an amazing day. It was one of those moments where you just feel like you're in a historic minute, you know what I mean? And you want to take it in.
One thing I'd love to ask you just to get your opinion, because you were there, and I think that sometimes what we hear on the stream and sometimes it doesn't do a justice to the performance. And I thought Guns N' Roses, the band, sounded great, but a lot of people were giving Axl Rose a hard time about his vocals. And I was like, yeah, it didn't sound all that hot on the stream. But then I watched a couple of bootleg videos. I'm like, it's not as bad as it sounded on the stream because it was more buried in the mix.
No, I thought they sounded great. In fact, for the fact that there were all of those bands playing short sets, mm-hmm. and there was a 7-minute turnover between bands, I mean, it had all of the ingredients to be an absolute disaster sound-wise, and everybody sounded great, at least from where I was.
And Ryan, I know that this, we're talking with our pal Ryan Castle, who was at the Black Sabbath reunion over the weekend, seeing Ozzy do his final show. And Ryan, I mean, the whole thing was like hours and hours and hours long, 10 hours, I think it was. Were you just standing the whole time? How's your body feeling?
My feet and my legs are absolutely killing me. I have blisters off of the bottoms of my feet. And here's something I learned the hard way is, there are a lot of bars with restaurants in Birmingham, but all of the kitchens close at like 10 o'clock. So after the show, I got on the train and went back into town. And I walked. So after standing for 10 hours, I walked around for another 2 hours trying to find a place to get something to eat. I was like hobbling through town. And it's not good. I'm a mess.
He's currently sitting on Ozzy's bat chair.
I need it. I need it.
Hey, I got to ask you, one of the most annoying parts of the stream was the stream cut out while Alice in Chains was doing their Black Sabbath cover. Now, granted, they did eventually, they revisited it like later on in the night when they were during like the in between the sets, they played that performance. So we were able to finally hear it and it was great. But it was cool to see Sean Kinney back behind the drums. See, how was Alice's set?
It was amazing. It's unfortunate they only played 3 songs. I mean, they did. They came out and did Man in the Box, and they did Wood, and then they did Fairies Wear Boots. They had to start it twice, though, and I found out after the fact, talking to someone, that Sean's in-ear monitors cut out or something. So, you know, Jerry started the song, and Sean looked at him like, I don't know what's happening right now. Started over again. But again, you know, I mean, with all of those bands and that quick turnaround, I mean, that was like a small hiccup in the day. But the cool thing was, is you could tell like everyone was just having fun. I think Chad Smith referred to it as a rock and roll summer camp, and it definitely had that vibe.
That's awesome.
Would you say this is the coolest concert experience of your life, Ryan?
100%, you know, and that's saying a lot, because I've been to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows and some really remarkable shows, but I mean, this was one for the ages, no question about it.
And one last question, because a lot of people were talking about at the end of the performance, Black Sabbath performed, they left the stage, and there was this awkward thing on the stream where it looked like Ozzy's like yelling at them, like, hey, can somebody help get me out of this chair?
Yeah.
Because he was left by himself, but we never saw that the band came back, but they did come back to celebrate with him.
Yeah, they all came back and brought him cake.
Dude,
this awkward moment, I guess, in the stream, I saw it on social media this morning, where people were saying Ozzy got abandoned on stage. Like, no, they went to get him cake. And it was like a whole cake thing afterwards.
Right on the stream, it looked like they finished playing, and then all of a sudden they show Ozzy, and I think you can read his lips, like, said something like, can somebody get me out of this effing chair? And
I know.
That's how it ended.
Help.
Oh,
Well, we look forward to seeing you when you come back, man. And I'm so glad you were there.
Yeah.
What a concert.
Thank you. I mean, it was remarkable. I'm broken. I'm tired. I'm hoping I get just enough time to grab a whiskey in Ireland, because when in Rome, before I have to get on my next flight, I will see you guys tomorrow.
Yes. Have a good nap on the plane, Ryan. Thanks so much.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
The Daily Mix Show.
A lot of things went down at the Ozzy show. One thing, though, has people arguing online, but it has nothing to do whatsoever with the music of the weekend. It was something that a band did in front of Ozzy that led to Ozzy cursing, and you're going to hear what happened after Stained. Do you think there is a right and or wrong place to propose to someone? Have you ever witnessed a proposal that maybe was at the wrong place or the wrong time?
Okay.
If so, call 206-803-ROCK. And we are bringing this up because over the weekend, Kelly Osbourne and Sid Wilson of Slipknot, who have been together for a few years, got engaged.
Up until this weekend, I didn't know they were even in a relationship. That's how much I keep tabs on celebrity or rock star relationships.
They got engaged backstage during Ozzy's final concert with Black Sabbath, and a friend of the family caught it on camera.
We gotta be quiet. Hold on.
Kelly, you know I love you more than anything in the world.
Help, get up anymore, do it.
Okay. Ozzy's just sitting there with a smile on his face. You could tell, obviously, Sharon was in on this.
Oh, for
Because she's
sure.
telling everyone to shut up, so and they have everybody just surrounding Kelly and the dude from Slipknot.
Nothing will make me happier than spend the rest of my life with you. In front of your family and all of our friends. Kelly, will you marry me?
She said no, which is no.
No,
I think they have a kid,
yes.
Apparently.
They do have a kid. They've been together since like 2022, I want to say. But many people online are now having a conversation about whether or not it was appropriate to do the proposal backstage at Dad's final concert.
I saw a lot of people kind of losing their ass about this. And I was like, man, I don't really see the big deal about it.
I mean, I'm not fully losing my ass about it, but I don't really agree with the time and location of the proposal.
Okay, why?
Well, obviously, Ozzy's a big fan of Sid and the relationship that they have, and I think he loved that moment. But to me, I feel like it kind of takes away from Ozzy's moment of shining. And not that he can't share that space with someone in his family getting engaged. I just thought that, you know, maybe next weekend would have been the time.
But do you really think anybody who was watching that show or like either online or there was like, man, this Ozzy concert was great until that Slipknot guy ruined it by proposing to Kelly. I don't think anybody, it mattered to anyone other than the people that were in that room at that time.
Probably right, but let's say hypothetically, they don't work out.
Okay.
Hypothetically. Then forever, it was the, you know, proposal that happened and the relationship failed backstage at Dad's show.
I don't think anyone's going to care. I think, when some people are like, it took away from Dad's moment, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a while. And Danny, maybe you're a little bit closer to this. Granted, you still got some time before Lily's getting married.
Oh my God.
But wouldn't you want, like, it to be a special moment? Like, wouldn't, like, I would think Ozzy, judging by the smile that was on his face while all that was going on, that was the perfect time for it to happen because it was such a moment. That whole day was all about Ozzy. And what better moment than to see his daughter get proposed to and her be happy? Like, I think that just adds more awesomeness to the day for him.
I mean, I think he took full advantage of the fact that Dad had a really cool banging party and, you know, just piggybacked on it.
And now, I mean, at least he knows that Slipknot are in cahoots with the Osbourne family. So, I mean, you know, Sharon's going to take care of them.
Oh, for sure. Sharon's already figuring out a way to capitalize on this wedding. I can't wait.
I think it's great. I think they should have. It was a perfect time to do it. I think Taryn's just wrong.
Well,
looking at not a true romantic on our show, Steve.
She just hates love.
Yeah,
you know, Danny and I.
Jaded.
Danny and I love love.
Of course.
I did see some of the text. Some person says, "I'm excited for Kelly, but did you have to use Ozzy's last concert to do that? Couldn't you just let Ozzy have his day?" I think that just added to the day. I don't think it took away from the day at all. And if anything, maybe I hope they proposed when Sammy Hagar was on stage
just
forget that'd
that
moment.
Nice distraction. I mean, he didn't do it on stage. You know, he obviously did it backstage. And it was like, you know, a more private moment. I get it.
And how often are you going to have everybody in Ozzy's world together to celebrate that moment?
You make a good point, but I'm still against it.
You did ask strange places or the wrong place to get proposed to. Somebody said, I saw a guy propose to his girlfriend in the middle of a Chili's. That sounds awesome to me.
I was going to say, get a steak afterwards. It'd be delicious.
Some of those baby back ribs.
Ooh.
And a wedding ring in between it, right?
Yeah. Do you know what? I think I just figured it out. I think I know why I'm so busted up about this. It's because Brad has still never proposed to me.
He will.
Like, we are married, but he has never proposed to me.
We should talk to Brad and get it all dialed in for like, the ultimate proposal. On the air.
Oh, on the God. Air, huh?
Yes.
I don't want to take away from your guys' time to shine.
But no, and then you say no, and it gets awkward. So he's at a funeral. I'm not kidding. He got down on one knee and said, "Life is short. Will you marry me?" She said yes.
I've seen a lot of people do like post about that. Like that it happens at funerals a
emotions,
lot.
Emotions, man.
Yeah, and people think like, oh, this, you know, I don't want to go through life and die without marrying you. Want to get married?
Yeah, funerals F with you mentally. So, I mean, if you're in that kind of a situation, that might be one of those like that pushed you over the edge. This one's my favorite, though. Disneyland. He did it while their kid was crying in a Mickey stroller. That visual has lived rent-free in my head for the last 3 years. But did they say yes?
Probably not.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? And by chance, were you listening to the men's room on Friday at 5:40 to get the cheat sheet? Because we gave out three of the correct answers for the upcoming game. And Steve, your record right now is 222 wins, 67 losses, and 55 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.